I have done this about, I don't know, four times, and each time we're done in like 15 minutes. So I'm grateful for the opportunity to speak, but at the same time I'm scared to death. Before I get started, I have this, there's a song that I would like to have played, and it should come right up. So Kyle, hit the next screen.
Christ the solid rock I stand.
I ask you to just listen to the words.
Have I tried to bow my head in prayer when I know I have failed Him? How can I look to His face when I'll see the pain I've caused in the tears that are falling? But I know He's up there waiting for me to turn to Him. I must find the strength He's given and claim His promise to forgive.
This hope I found in the mercy of my Lord, that He paid the debt for me that my works could not afford. I know that there is a
stand before men when I know it's me who needs strength in these things that I'm sharing. How can I bid you look up when I know it's me from the depths of this world who is reaching?
I am not even worthy this message now to bring. I must give Him all the glory, for by His grace alone I see.
This hope I found in the mercy of my Lord, that He paid the debt for me
that my words could not afford. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but only lean on
this hope I found in the mercy of my Lord, that He paid the debt.
Could not afford.
I heard about 27 years ago or more, I heard this sermon done. Oh, yes. Right on the top of my page it says pray. And so there's Margie going like this. Let's pray. Dear Lord, I thank you for this opportunity, and I thank you for providing for us. And I pray that you would speak through me, and I can use your word to convey what you would have us to learn today. And I pray that your name would be glorified in all that happens. In Jesus' name, amen. This hope. I heard this sermon about 27 or more years ago, and it was really cool. I thought it was really, really neat. And it's called The Three Knots in the Rope of Hope. And I wish I had a bigger rope, but I don't. But hopefully through this, I'll be able to remember to put the knots in. So what is hope? And it's kind of hard for me to, even now it's kind of hard for me to grasp what hope is, because I always see it as, I hope that this happens, or I hope that that happens, or I hope that we're, you know. And the more I got into it, the more I realized it's an expectation, or it's a promise that God has given us. He's given us that blessed hope. And in Colossians 1, 23 to 27, we read, if indeed you continue in the faith firmly, established and steadfast, and not moved away from the hope of the gospel that you have heard, which was proclaimed in all creation under heaven, and of which I, Paul, was made a minister. Now I rejoice in my suffering for your sake, and in my flesh I do my share on behalf of his body, which is the church, in filling up that which is lacking in Christ's affliction. Of this church I was made a minister according to the stewardship from God, bestowed on me for your benefit, that I might fully carry out the preaching of the Word of God. That is the mystery which has been from the past ages and generations, but has now been manifest to his saints, to whom God willing to make known what is his riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. And so we have this hope within us. We know that Christ is with us, and Christ is going to take care of us. And so what do we have to do to keep that hope alive, maintained, or shall I say well-oiled? And so I'm going to share with you, as the sermon goes, the three knots in the rope of hope. And we'll imagine that this is hope, that this is the hope of Christ. And as I go through these, I have a pet peeve way back from the 1990s, or 80s, that Nancy Reagan was this big on just say no. And I was like, no. You got to say yes to something. Yes, you can say no to whatever you want, but you've got to say yes to something. You've got to redirect that energy. And as it is, God does an excellent job at saying no to this, but yes to this. And so, knot number one. Let's see if I can do this. Just a simple knot number one. Proverbs 3, 5 through 7. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. So right away, in the first one, we see, lean not on your own understanding and do not be wise in your own eyes. And we are supposed to trust in the Lord with all our heart, in all our ways, acknowledge Him. And I was thinking of a tightrope walker. And he gets on that tightrope and his eyes are fixed on the end. He doesn't look down. He doesn't look anywhere else. His eyes are fixed on where he's going and what's at the end. And so we need to keep our eyes on Christ and trust in Him. If we let our own understanding get in the way and take our eyes off Christ, I think all of us can come up with situations in our own lives where what we've done and how we've goofed and taken our eyes off Christ. And I think that that's a great illustration, whatever it is, on how Christ has taken care of us even though we goofed up. And so the next knot is John 14:1. Let me put a knot in before I forget. John 14:1 through, and I'll read through 4. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you. For I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way where I am going. So the second knot would be, do not let your heart be troubled. And we are to believe in God and believe in Christ. And so to illustrate this, I think it's very, very easy. We all have experienced this COVID-19 stuff, on where we've seen people, and we have let it get to us, and we have let our heart be troubled. I am also reminded of many, 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 many times where Margie and I have experienced a really serious problem, and we sit down and we pray, and as we'd pray, I would go, amen. My next words out of my mouth were, so, what am I going to do about it? What are we going to do about it, Margie? We got to do something. No, we have to let God take care of it. Let not your heart be troubled. It's the bigger picture. We got to think, yes, we don't want to get stuck in the weeds down here where it's woe is me and all that kind of stuff. We want to be the bigger picture. God has everything under control. God has taken care of us. Yes, this COVID stuff was nasty and stupid. It still is. But the bigger picture is we have Christ. We know Christ is going to be there for us, whatever the situation is. And it's the bigger picture would be, what is your relationship with Jesus Christ? Are you keeping that in check constantly? Jesus continues in this passage to comfort us by encouraging us by talking about heaven. And even further, when you get down further into the passage in this conversation that he's having, he introduces the Holy Spirit. So, with God on our side, who can be against us? And we got heaven. I mean, how good is that? I remember a song that I don't even remember. I can't tell you who sings it, but there's a song that I like on my phone that talks about all this and heaven too. I mean, that is so cool. I mean, I get to look at the mountains and everything and heaven too. But with God on our side, who can be against us? The next knot, the third knot, is John, no, 1 John 2, 15 through 17. Do not love the world, nor the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the boastful pride of life is not from the Father, but is from the world. And the world is passing away, and also its lusts. But the one who does the will of God abides forever. And so, the not here, or the we're not to love the world or the things in the world. And what we are supposed to do is Matthew 22:37-40. And he said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and foremost commandment. The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend the whole law and the prophets. And then also, Matthew 6:24, which says, no one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will hold to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money or mammon. Yeah. And so what we are supposed to do, we're not supposed to love the world or the things in the world, but love the Lord and your neighbor. When you are doing these, there's no room for the world. So in conclusion, I'd like to share a story that I was reminded of many, many years ago when I was a teenager. Something I did, I'm not very proud of it, but I did it, and it really holds true to this passage in these, what I have to say, in that when I was a teenager, I had opportunity to go up to a friend's pond who had a really nice rope swing, and there happened to be two really good looking sisters that were going up there on this rope swing with us. And I was, you know, oh man, I can do this. And so I got up there, and I went up there with a friend who played football, and he was real buff and whatnot. And so we got up there in the tree, in where you got the rope swing, and I grabbed that rope, and I was instructed, grab hold the knot, hold on to the top of that knot, and hold on to the rope, and put your feet on the knot on the bottom, and just swing right out there and into the pond. Well, I was like, okay, I got to do this. So I grabbed that rope, and I went right out, and what happened? I went right down the rope. Ended up right in the pricker bushes on the bottom, and it was not fun. But it reminds me that when you don't hold on to Christ or hold on to that hope, and you don't hold on and listen to the Word of God, which would be the knots, don't hold on to the Word of God, you're going to end up in the pricker bushes, and you're going to end up in a nasty, nasty spot, and you're going to regret that you didn't hold on to the rope. And these are not, I mean, I did three, this is not all of them. There's loads of stuff that we need to look in and listen to as God speaks to us through His Word. But these are just three of the knots in the rope of hope. And so I was also, yesterday Margie and I were in a place and I overheard a conversation. And I heard this lady say, "You guys give me a lot of hope." And I thought, whoa, I have all the hope I need. I don't need to get hope from somebody else. Christ is our hope. Christ is all our hope. And so in review, I want to say, do not be wise in our own eyes, but trust in the Lord. Do not let our hearts be troubled. We're not alone. We have the Holy Spirit. We know where we're going. We know the bigger picture. We know who wins. And do not love the world. We're supposed to love the Lord and each other. Holding on to these knots will help us maintain our relationship with Christ and have that blessed hope. Thank you. You want me to pray? I'll pray and finish. All right. Does anybody have any prayer requests? Anybody else? Sydney?
Let's pray for Sarah and Raleigh and Danny. They flew back to Nashville. They're going to Conference. Pray for good things to come out of that.
And Barb and Sue. Mm-hmm. Barb and Sarah and John?
Yep. And Marlon? Yep. Pray for them.
Who?
John and Sarah. Up in
okay, yeah. Anybody else? Okay. Let's pray. Dear Lord, I thank you for the opportunity we have to come together and share your word and petition to you the things that are on our hearts. And dear Lord, we want to pray for this Etta's friend in Oklahoma that has lost a family member, and we pray that you would comfort them and give them the strength that they need, and also that your name would be glorified in this, that people would be encouraged and just work in their situation, whatever it may be, however they are working through the process. And I also pray for Sarah and Danny and John and Sarah as they are traveling. I pray that you would provide for them and that they would have a really good, restful time and a good family time, and just enable them to feel your presence wherever they are and whatever they're doing. And I thank you for John and Sarah and for what they do for us, and I pray that you would be with us as a congregation, that we would be a voice in the community and be able to share our faith freely, and that people would come to know you because of being with us. And I pray this in your name. Amen.
Would you guys like to stand? You can. If you don't want to, that's okay too. Jesus loves me.
We're going to think about how he loves us so we can be that light in the community every day this week.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me, he who died, heaven's gates to open wide. He will wash away my sin. Let his little child come in. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me. He will stay close beside me all the way. Thou hast bled and died for me. I will henceforth live for thee. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Amen. Bill, do you want to say a closing prayer?
Sure. Dear Lord, I pray that you would enable us to take what we learned this morning and apply it to our lives throughout the week and throughout the month. And I pray that you would just be with us in a great and mighty way. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Yeah.
out their window. I got to see the apartment complex.